Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Now Marcus Smart.
Oh!
Ball fake. Loses Strus and knocks down the jumper.
Ooh.
A magnificent, perhaps game-defining sequence for Marcus Smart.
He shut off. Kick to the corner, Marcus Smart. He will drive it out of bio, draw some contact.
Throws up a circus shot. Falling out of bounds. Scored and a foul. And when it's your night, sometimes it is just your night.
The Mavericks will hope to copy the Boston Celtics. That audio from Celtics Radio, they dominated the Miami Heat. They got their guys back. Marcus Smart, Al Horford coming back. All the starters having basically 20-point nights. And the Boston Celtics, they did not let up with the second-half lead. They win by 25. In Miami, we're all tied at one game apiece in the Eastern Conference Finals. This is Sean and RJ. It was fist pump time with Choppy on the fan cam. And we are live on Twitch as well. Final hour, and of course Mike Bacsik would lead crosstalk. Mikey was calling in the commercial break. He liked the tease as I was talking about these James Harden comparisons to Luka Doncic. Now, I wonder how many Tolos immediately get offended by that, because James Harden is a very disliked basketball player. Has been. I've been defending James Harden for years. I didn't think Charles Barkley was crazy at all when he said that James Harden might be the most unstoppable offensive player in the history of basketball. I think he can be in that conversation. You know, I don't know if I'd put him at number one, but to be in that conversation with prime James Harden from Houston, well, Brad Townsend has a headline, how Mavs star Luka Doncic reminds Harden of 2018 West Finals matchup versus Houston and James Harden. First off, I'll ask you, is it a little bit of an insult towards Luka if the Warriors view him like Harden?
No. like, James Harden's been an MVP in this league, right? Did I miss something?
Yeah, Pat Beverly said he should have won three in a row.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think it's an insult. James Harden's one of the better offensive players of our generation. So I don't think it's an insult to compare his offensive game to James Harden. You're trying to stop a guy who could drop 40 on you.
Yeah.
Like, that's, how is that insulting?
Yeah, I think it's a near-perfect comparison. Bassett called and said and brought up a LeBron point, and I was like, are you taking this as an insult? You want me to change my comparison from Harden to LeBron? And he made a bigger point, which was a good one I'll get to in a second. But from body style to controlling the ball to scoring, step back, and passing, I mean, it might be the perfect current comparison.
Mm.
It might be Luka. If I asked you who Luka's comp was, would you say more LeBron James or Harden? And is there another player I'm missing? This is why the truckwreck.com text line is so great.
It's got to be hard to better comp than LeBron to me, just because Luka doesn't have the same
athleticism.
Yeah, the same speed, high-flying game as LeBron. They play a totally different style. Now, their passing is amazing, both together. I think Luka's a better shooter than LeBron is. I think the Harden comparison is better.
I agree.
I mean, no, there's no perfect comp. But I think Harden, if you're going to ask me between Harden and LeBron, LeBron's athleticism, he has that element to his game. And that's not saying Luka's not athletic, but he's more closer to in the prime James Harden athletic than he is LeBron. LeBron in his prime does not have a physical equal. Doesn't have it.
Agreed.
And I'm sorry, that includes NFL players. Like, he doesn't have a physical equal in his prime. In his prime is the greatest athlete I've ever seen.
And then you have to take into account the rest of the team. That's where my mind goes. I'm like, who was surrounding Harden? and who's surrounding Luka. I'm kind of looking at that 2018 roster. Harden, Trevor Ariza. Was Chris Paul on that 2018 team? Eric Gordon, P.J. Tucker, Clint Capella, Ryan Anderson, Joe Johnson is on here. So you factor in a guy being easy the main focal point, even though if this was the Chris Paul team. Okay, 2017-2018 Rockets, they finished first in the West with Mike D'Antoni as the head coach. So Mike's point was, when you factor in the amount of times Steve Kerr and the Warriors have seen the Rockets, and then all the finals matchups, all the different finals matchups that Steve Kerr has been against with LeBron, that type of player gives Golden State a lot more homework that has already been done in terms of how to try to contain a guy who's basically been the focal point and the solo star.
I mean, how many times have they played guys that are you know, either LeBron or James Harden? We're talking 40 games here in the postseason or close to it. And that is...
And they lost to Golden State, Western Conference Finals, and then they lost to Golden State in the second round, and that was with...
Talking about Houston.
Yeah.
And then, but then, you know...
That was with Carmelo and no Chris Paul on that team.
Correct. So there's your, you got a dozen games there, but then, you know, three, four times in the finals with LeBron where you faced him. And granted, it's, you know, if we're just compared to James Harden, he still got two NBA playoff series worth of defending him, plus all the times they met in the regular season.
Yeah.
When you add LeBron to the mix, and there is an element of Luka's game that's LeBron-like.
Yep.
Now you've added in another, 30 games? 25 games?
Yeah. Not that this is going to have... Look, it's Luka's still going to average 30. That's not, you know... But what it's going to come down to is the different moments of importance where they decide to do something against Luka defensively. Do we trap here? Do we throw him off for a quarter? Can we screw him up for 6 minutes with something different? Can we show him something? Can we throw a defender at him? You know, that's where series are decided. The other night was decided by the third quarter. That was it. If we're tied tonight with 4 minutes left, does Steve Kerr pull something out that they used against Harden or LeBron that will help out Golden State against Luka? You're not going to slow them down. Everyone knows that. You're not going to sit there and contain them over the series. But can you do something with your experience and your defensive personnel in order to slow it down or stop it for 3 minutes, 6 minutes, or maybe even a quarter? That's my opinion in terms of where this coaching philosophy and the coaching experience can factor in.
There is definitely a coaching experience advantage in this series that we did not have in the previous two. There was no playoff coaching experience advantage that Quinn Snyder had. No great advantage. Now, Monty Williams has gone to an NBA final, but, I mean... He is not some coach. Look, that's been around a million years.
I've been wanting to say this for about 2 weeks now, and I'll spend the rest of the time in this segment doing it. No, it's not. And I've avoided it because I didn't want to, you know, ESPN it and drag everything back to the Cowboys. But that's why I've delayed it. When is the last time we have had this much faith in a head coach of one of our teams being a difference maker? I can't remember it. It's never happened.
Oh, Banny.
It never happened in 10 years under Jay Jeezy. It has not happened that we've... I'm talking about where you could feel and see. And again...
I think we did with Rick.
Okay.
For a large part of his tenure here. Now, so it needs to be said, and I love Carlisle, but like elite all-time coaches... don't miss their win total 9 years in a row. He hit the under in Vegas 9 years in a row. Like, that's... Now, some of it was talent. A lot of that was talent.
Well, we would have said that about this year's team, too. This team, we all said, was going to fall off a cliff. Like, we said this year, contention-wise, was done after Porzingis got dealt. For Bertans and Dinwiddie, we were even second-guessing the trade before Game 7 when Dinwiddie... was embarrassing himself. Oh, wow, Bertans will give you three threes in a game in a row if he's hot. Whoop-de-freaking-do. And Jason Kidd took that to the Western Conference Finals. You can see it. We can name. This is hard to do for the general sports fan, myself included. This is hard to do when it comes to watching coaching. It's hard to sit there and say, oh, my God, he sit there and he made the adjustment. Bassett can do it with pitching, and Bassett can do it in terms of changing pick and rolls. And, you know, I've never heard so much about hedge defending in the past 48 hours while watching the game, and also Brian Scalabrine on G-Bag. But we're talking about this stuff because Jason Kidd made it so obvious that he was a great coach with the way he outmaneuvered Quinn Snyder in round one and then Monty Williams in round two. And then you see the mistakes from others, like Monty Williams not giving it to DeAndre Ayton and being caught by surprise when they were blitzing or doubling Devin Booker. And you can be like, is our guy going to get taken? Is our guy going to get caught off guard like that? Is our guy going to get taken by surprise? And man, it's just so refreshing to feel a coaching advantage for the first time since Rick Carlisle in the finals against the Miami Heat, Choppy, with Jason Kidd. And it is just it's leapt off the screen, leapt, jumped. It's come out of the TV screen. You can't ignore it. Everyone sees it. And that's what I always would get mad at with the Cowboys. I'm like, where's that? When do you ever get a head coaching edge or advantage with this football team? Never. Never one that was like obvious. You could see it with Belichick sometimes, or when he would like figure out the rule book, or Mike Vrabel would pull one on him. Like, things that have to be obvious. And there's just been a lot of obvious things with Jay Kidd giving that advantage, and it's awesome.
The truckwreck.com text line, not since Jimmy have we seen this. With the Cowboys, I would say the last positively impactful coach was Bill Parcells.
And not just coaching. Man, resolve. Like, bouncing back. When the Cowboys get punched in the mouth a lot of times, fight over. Like, and again, you gotta reach to draw some parallels, but I was thinking about the Cowboys when the Mavericks were down 0-2 to the Suns. And I'm like, that's it. Fold it up. Night-night. Over with. And this team with the guts and the resolve and the belief and the fight, man, it's just things that we always want more of from the football team for the past 10 years that we've been covering them. I'm like, if you gave the Dallas Mavericks 20% of the Cowboys' talent, and you gave the Dallas Cowboys 20% of the Mavericks' heart and intangibles, titles. That's what I've been thinking of the past couple weeks. If you just could trade a little bit of the talent for a little bit of the toughness, 20%, then you'd have your missing formulas, because the Mavs are short in talent, and the Cowboys, in my opinion, have always been short of the other stuff. I think it's been pretty evident for 25 years they've been short of the other stuff, because you can't even get to a conference championship game. So that's just me. I've been wanting to say that for a while, and I want to say it before the Mavs fall down like 0-3, and then
it's not gonna happen.
The point can't be made on Monday.
Not gonna happen. But by the time we do a show again.
Monday.
Yep. By the time we do a show again, this will be a completely different series. Completely different.
Okay.
In a good way.
Okay. That means they'll.
Up 2-1.
They'll be up 2-1.
Up 2-1. And I'll be there for game 4.
On Tuesday. Yeah. But you should have picked. Well, if they win tonight, it won't. It's not going to matter. But you're going to take the risk going 3-0. Maybe I'll do a little ticket homework.
On how much the tickets are going to cost?
Yeah, I got it. I got the update from the Tolo.
Oh, really? Let's see it.
The ticket market. We might not have enough time right here. I'll try to squeeze it in. Let's see. Sunday will be more expensive than Tuesday for obvious reasons. Tuesday could collapse if the Mavs don't win. Box office price of lower 300 level center court was 220.
Yeah.
Lower 300 level center court. So that's lower 300 level. That's still
upper deck. But center court.
Okay. Damn. Baseline corner sections box office 300. Right now below 650 per in the 100 level baseline corner are getting slowly picked off, but 100 level center court still unrealistically holding above 900 a seat.
Ooh.
300 level are sliding under 250 per. On Sunday by noon, all the wannabe scalpers will panic and try to get their money back. Pairs in the baseline corner will be $900 total, and center court higher rows at $1,000 a pair. 300 level will stay between 200 and 250. This is my Tolo Mike, man.
Yep.
Tolo Mike.
Go Vols, baby.
Hooks it up big time in terms of the ticket market. He's the guy to go to. So there's a little update. If you're thinking about seats for Sunday or Tuesday, games 3 and 4. Sean and RJ, glad you're joining us. We'll Mavs crosstalk with KMC at 9:40. Let's give you an update on what is taking place right now. Round one of the PGA Championship and Paul Feinbaum on this fighting taking place in the SEC. That's all next with Sean and RJ right here on The Fan. But first, there doesn't need to be a fight in your home versus leasing or buying. Try leasing out. I hadn't done it till a few years ago. My family had always believed in buying. Well, guess what? Now my dad has a bunch of rotting cars in his garage that my mom tries to get rid of when he goes to work. With leasing, you don't have to figure out a way to get rid of it. You don't have to take it to the mechanic and spend half of what you would on a new ride, replacing the transmission, or having things blow up after 6 or 7 years. You lease with AutoFlex Leasing, and bam, you're in a new car with the newest style and the newest technology and the newest looks every 3 years. How do you do it? You call 234-1234, tell them your budget, tell them your time frame, and tell them exactly what you want, and they'll make it work for you. Like the Tolo specials of the day. A 2022 Honda Pilot Touring 7 Passenger, $519 a month. How about a 22 4Runner SR5 4x4 Gray, $579 a month, or Camrys, Corollas, Tacomas, Tundras, all 2022s at AutoFlex.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
And it's Sean and RJ on 105.3 The Fan. What better way to go into the weekend than win some concert tickets? You can do it right now. 877-881-1053. 877-881-1053. Caller number 10, you're going to the American Airlines Center on September 27th to see Whitesnake and Scorpions. By the way, do you know Scorpions aren't in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame? That's a travesty. Anyway, if you want to buy your tickets, livenation.com, or you can win tickets right now. Scorpions, Whitesnake, 877-881-1053, caller number 10. And this segment of The Fan is brought to you by Sewell. It's also brought to you by Mark Rubin and Rubin & Associates. If you are struggling financially, facing foreclosure or repossession, IRS credit card or medical debt, you don't have to face it alone. Give Mark Rubin a call. He'll take the weight off your shoulders and get you back living life again with Mark Rubin at 1-800-LAWYERS.
Sean and RJ, happy Friday to y'all. Let's get an update. Round two of the Golf Major. We're all hopefully going to be interested in on Sunday, the PGA Championship.
Justin Thomas had tied Rory, who doesn't tee off until 1:30. He had tied him at 5 under, but he bogeyed. So now he is one stroke back, tied with Will Zalatoris and Tom Hoagie. Both of those guys have a local flavor to them. Tom Hoagie lives here in DFW. And Willie Z is a Texas kid as well. So that's good. But Will and doesn't tee up to 125. But that's your leader still, Rory, in the lead.
What about John Daly? Where's John Daly at?
John Daly was 2 over going into today. He doesn't tee off till 12:30.
That 7:40 segment will stay with me for a long time.
Oh, about what he intakes into that body? Yeah, it's already podcasted at 105.3 The Fan if you want to check it out. I'm not surprised that he's fallen so far down, because what do most golfers do after the first round? They probably go back to the room, rest, ice up, study the game. I know there's photos out there. John Daly afterwards went to the Hard Rock Casino in Tulsa, and he's in front of a slot machine. And I was like, there's no way this is real.
In the green outfit?
He's in a different outfit. Okay. But I was like, there's no way this is real. And behind him, there's a poster of Neil McCoy, country music superstar. Ooh. And I looked it up.
Is he winking?
He gave him that wink and a little bit of a shake. And sure enough, Neil McCoy is going to be there at the Hard Rock Casino. So that is an accurate photo.
Wow. That's great. Not like the Luca photo of him apparently having a beer with Boban and Kevin Harlan, the voice of the series, telling KMBR yesterday he heard Luca sick. So keep that in mind for tonight. Don't know if he was sick game one. Was it after game one? Was it just yesterday? Is he sick this morning? So we asked Kevin Gray, our Mavs insider, to check on that. But apparently we could have a Luca flu game.
No.
Like MJ in Utah.
Yeah, that's where legends are made.
The hangover game?
Yep, the hangover game, the pizza game.
What did you end up believing? Food poisoning, flu, or hangover?
All right, look, I don't believe it was a hangover. I've had a lot of hangovers in my life. None of them ever lasted like that.
No.
Now,
Michael said it was food poisoning.
Yeah, I mean, that makes sense. That makes sense.
How do you get food poisoning from pizza, though? Especially
Visine.
It can't be, huh?
So it puts it's Visine on it.
Yeah, it couldn't have been any meat on there. You can't get food poisoning, I don't think, from no meat on the pizza.
No meat. Well, I mean, I would doubt it. I mean, it could have been some rancid cheese. Who knows? Who knows what it could have been?
But it was Pizza Hut, apparently, too. A lot of things about that story didn't make any sense.
No, I mean,
five delivery guys bringing it to the room. Did you call from Jordan's room, Tim Grover, the trainer, and say, pizza for MJ, pizza for Michael Jordan? Yeah, we want 23 toppings on it. Yeah. That didn't make sense. How did the Pizza Hut staff, if they sent five people to deliver it, know that it was MJ's pizza? You weren't a little covert about it?
No, probably because they knew whose hotel it was. Like, okay, it's got to be something.
The Bulls hotel.
Yeah, nobody's ordering a pizza at 2 a.m., you know, or whatever, right? Who knows what it was? But I have a feeling that it was not a hangover. It had to be food poisoning. But again, how do you get food poisoning for pizza?
Rory McIlroy finally gets off to a good start at -5. He hit 10 of 14 fairways, but more people are impressed. He hit 10 drives, RJ, of 325 or more.
Really?
Yeah, I got the numbers.
All right, give them to me.
306, 306, 326, 327, 332, 334, 337, 338, 354, 369, and then he hit two at 378. Rory McIlroy.
Wow. He bombed one on 12, which is the third hole there. Now, 12 is the famous hole at Southern Hills. It's got water in front of the green. It's got and the water's got like, it kind of stops and the grass goes over top of it. There's a bridge underneath. It's a really cool hole. And he bombed that thing to about 60 yards away. It was an absolute missile. That was the 378-yard shot. Just an absolute missile by Rory.
All right, let's hear more theories on what's going on. Why did Nick Saban really call out Jimbo Fisher and Deion Sanders? Deion responded by saying, I didn't take his call either. I'm not picking up the phone. It needs to be, you call me out publicly? We need a public discussion to rectify this. Here's Jimbo on the claims of violations from Saban at A&M.
There are no violations. There are nothing wrong. It's the second time we've had to do this with grown men who don't get their way and want to pout, throw a fit, and act up. Just go ask all the people who work for him. You'll know exactly what he's about.
Have you had any contact with Nick since?
No. Oh, he's called.
You just didn't take the call?
Not going to. We're done.
And
he shows you who he is.
And then I just wanted to...
He's the greatest ever, huh?
And then I just wanted
when you got all the advantages. Listen, you coach with people like Bobby Bowden and learn how to do things. You coach with other people and learn how not to do things. There's a reason people don't go, I ain't went back and worked for him.
He's just not letting it go. No. The reporter's like trying to move on, and he's just doubling, tripling, quadrupling down Jimbo's final comments on Saban.
It's disgusting to what we're into right now, especially by the people who are throwing the darts, who have no glass in their house. Career. It's despicable for what it does for the sport. And the operations, the way things were done the other way, when the parity was there, like we said, never has been parity. Certain people never follow the rules anyway. You can call me anything you want to call me. You ain't calling me a cheat. I don't cheat and I don't lie. So I learned that when I was a kid. If you did, the old man slapped you side of the head. Maybe somebody should have slapped him.
Oh, yeah. Woo!
He's a fast talker, man.
He's my hero, baby.
He got some teeth to him, man.
He does.
And he said, hey, I learned the right way to do it under Bobby Bowden at FSU, not under Nick Saban.
You feeling bad? That you invested in all this Texas Tech gear and you're all Red Raider out. I told you to come over here.
Anything but the Longhorns. Us against the Longhorns.
Okay.
I root for their absolute misery.
Yeah.
Along with the fan base. And their reporters. I root for Ofers. I root for their season to be done by week three.
Yeah, but you also root for drama and just like trashiness. Yeah. And I mean, this is right up your alley.
You know, if Jimbo DM me on Twitter like Coach McGuire, I would have supported them, but I could be bought.
I got his number.
You have Jimbo's?
I got his office number.
Okay.
What's up, Kevin?
I'd love to have him on the show.
I've been working on that one for a while.
So Paul Feinbaum built his entire career and elevated himself to ESPN off of the SEC. That's it. Alabama radio show. SEC talk nonstop, knows all the parties very well. Here's Paul Feinbaum with his reaction to what Saban did.
I am gobsmacked by what he said. Not because I haven't heard him insinuate that privately, but for Nick Saban, the greatest coach of all time, to go public and accuse one of his biggest rivals of essentially cheating, although that's open for interpretation, is really stunning. He has insinuated this in the past, but one thing you have to remember about Nick Saban, he always is complimentary toward everyone else, even when you know it's passive aggressive. But this was way off script. He's been leading toward this for some time, but that volcano erupted last night.
And then he's got a theory. That Nick Saban is actually worried about college football catching up.
Well, I think he's very worried. Let's remember a couple of things. He lost to Jimbo Fisher last year in College Station, first time he had ever lost to one of his assistants. He lost a national championship game to another assistant. And now you have a new force in recruiting. And some people will say, well, Alabama has everything going for them. They do. They put more players through the pros. They do this. They do that. However, they do not have as deep a pockets to buy players as Texas A&M. Texas A&M is an oil-rich state. Alabama is not. And I think that's really what really concerns Saban here. These new collectives, which are way too complicated to explain in a short period of time, are giving boosters the right to go out and bring players in, even though it's technically against the NCAA rules. But Ryan, guess what? There's no such thing as NCAA rules anymore. It's the wild, wild west. The NCAA really doesn't care, despite what they say. So if you want to cheat, it's open season.
It is. It is open season. There's no doubt about that. You can sit there and you can cheat all you want, basically. They don't have really any rules in place. There's no governing body anymore. The NCAA doesn't control college football. The Power Five does. The committee, the college playoff does. They don't control college football.
But that's my problem. Is it cheating?
Give me someone tell me what the NIL rule is. What's the actual rule?
Nobody knows. It's you can profit off your name, image, and likeness.
It's the school can't offer the kid money, right? It's got to come off from a business. Can it come from a booster directly, or does it have to run through a business?
It cannot come from a booster directly.
Okay.
Unless that booster. All right, here we go. This is the beauty of A&M. This is what A&M has done, this is the thought that they did. I am the richest owner at A&M, okay? You are a college football recruit. I create a charity, and I make you the guy who promotes the charity. but it's not a real charity.
Right.
But you are now the official spokesperson for the Human Fund.
The Choppy
George,
Fund.
The Choppy Fund, the George Costanza Human Fund. And you tweet about that, even though it's not a real charity. Or you do use a real charity, and instead of having the kid do something for that charity, like all the time, you say, okay, here is your $300,000 for the year. You have to make one 10-minute appearance at a banquet.
Right. It's a joke.
It's a joke.
It's because one of the biggest don'ts is, you know, with the NIL agreement, you cannot use it to incentivize someone to attend the school.
Right.
So that's where it is. It's like, what do you mean? Of course they're incentivizing right. it. No. You're incentivizing your brand and who you are as a player.
Yeah. So it's so gray.
Yes.
But I mean, you know, you're going to have kids at the University of Texas who are going to get money to go attend one banquet. You know, presidents who are former presidents don't get $300,000 to speak. You know, you're going to get right. this kid 10 minutes. It takes 10 minutes and he's going to shake a few hands and he's going to leave.
Right. Exactly. What if college coaches start deciding on jobs based upon the money in the state?
I think they already have. I mean, that's why coaches go to these bigger programs, because the boosters, there's more boosters. The donors want to win more. And now you're going to see it where they're going to decide, like, hey, can I, you know, how much better of a job is the University of Texas in the post-NIL world than the before NIL world? I would think it's a lot.
Yeah, richest U.S. states, California, Texas, New York, Florida, Illinois.
So Syracuse and the University of Illinois are going to be great.
Right. You know, exactly.
Yeah, which is like, you know, by the way, those San Francisco dopes that we had on, they talk about how poor Texas is. It's the second richest state, for crying out loud. Morons. But no, like the University of Texas is going to be able to spend however much money they want.
And Alabama's number 46.
Mm. Yeah, there's not a whole lot of money in Alabama. Like, you know, Alabama is... They've got you know, financial problems.
All right, I think he's ready to go for game two. Mike Bacsik leads Crosstalk with KMC next.
But what do you do for the game tonight? How about Boomer Jacks, your official Game Time headquarters and the spot for that great $7.99 weekday lunch menu where you have 10 menu items for just $7.99 each. Oh, by the way, drink specials during the game. Like, enjoy $3 tall big German beer on draft, $3 77 shot, and $4 Hornitos all day while still in the postseason. Plus, the enjoyable, unbeatable drink specials that you can enjoy start at $3. Wall-to-wall TVs, great patios, spread out. Awesome time at Boomer Jacks, your official Game Time headquarters.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Crosstalk here on 105.3 The Fan, where I am not Mike Bassick. We are out at the Dallas Card Show, 777 Waters Creek Boulevard or Crossing in Allen. Mike is not here
yet. He's shopping. I guarantee you he's over there shopping somewhere.
Yeah, I think he actually might be wandering down the hallway right now, but he has not arrived just yet, so you'll have to wait for the magical Mike-ness. He's going to tell you magical Mike-ness. He's going to tell you that he was parking. Personally, I think he was in at the show buying things and everything like that.
No doubt about it.
Just
talking. Yeah.
He called me on the way there.
Yeah.
To tell you that he was effed, that's what he texted us.
I want you all to go to the fan cam, twitch.tv/DallasFanCam.
He's distracted by a Sportaflick.
And tell me where it looks like they are. Where it looks like they are.
Ooh.
Where do you? Where does it look
it
like
It looks
you?
Like you're Mental in the hospital. Sunroom oh of a Wendy's from like the 90s.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, you're dead.
What's
on.
Where's guys? The beef? Hey, how's it going?
Hey, it's Mike.
All right, so here's what happened.
You stopped to get breakfast. I'm looking at it right now.
100%. I was at McDonald's and I was ready to make my order, but I went on with your two favorite guys, the Butcher Boy and Carton.
You went on?
Bonte Hill?
So, yeah, so I was on from 9:20 to 9:32.
Whoa.
But I couldn't order my McDonald's meal until I got off the phone with them and they were talking trash about you guys. Wow.
What did they say? Wait, but so you couldn't interrupt, so you could be late to Crosstalk for breakfast, but you couldn't interrupt their segment for the order at McDonald's? It would have been better radio.
No, I understand, but I get paid to do 10 to 2. This is extra.
You guys should my God.
You guys should be happy that I'm
holy crap.
Did they have a normal discussion with you, or was it like the other day?
No, honestly, it was great. That's why I was really excited about them coming on with you guys. I thought it was going to be like a great conversation, and it ended up being obviously what it ended up being. But they did talk trash about you guys. They said you didn't pay your bill for the 49ers bet, and I was like, "What was the bet?" And they never really said what the bet was. So that wouldn't make it tough to pay if they just said it was about money.
Yeah.
Did you guys bet money on the 49ers game?
No, I offered to bet money. They wouldn't take the bet.
Ah.
They wouldn't make the bet, but now that they have, you know, their dynasty as the favorites, now they want to bet. Did you defend us or did you attack us?
No. I did not attack you guys. I just said, hey, it's not my bet to pay or not pay. So I was like, it's up to them if they want to or not, because I didn't know what you guys bet or didn't bet.
Yeah.
I know you guys bet $100 on this series, right?
200 apiece.
Oh, 100 apiece. Okay, yes. Yeah. I don't think this series, I was trying to tell them, I don't think this series is over. They're confident, but they at least weren't arrogant.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah. Did you get any good basketball points from them? What did you learn basketball-wise about the series?
They are at least saying, we're pretty sure Luka's going to have a good game. Like, for all the people on Twitter who are Warriors fans or Luka haters, I do think there's a lot of Luka haters out there because of, I get it, the way that he plays can irritate other teams' fan bases, 100%. But they feel like they somewhat got the bad game from Luka and are not expecting him to do that again. But they also think that our others aren't good enough to supply what we need, or, you know, they don't think that, obviously, Dorian Finney-Smith and Bullock and Kleba and guys like that can make an impact enough to win the series.
Are you worried about your boy Kevin Harlan saying that Luka's sick?
Up high, down hard.
I don't know. Like, I hate this. Like, oh, he's – like, how sick is he? If he's just a little bit sick, you know, people play all the time a little bit sick. If he's, like, really, really sick, then there's a big difference. It's such a general statement of, I don't feel well. Well, what doesn't feel well? Scratchy throat, like a migraine? Like, there's so many different levels of sickness.
And was it, like, during game one? Was it yesterday? Was it after game one? These are all things we do not have
and
answers to.
I don't want
to
make excuses because, you know, campaign, that D-bag.
What?
Like, it wasn't a fair fight. We weren't healthy. Well, nobody's healthy. Luka came into the playoffs with a effed up calf. Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, if you played, you played. Take your loss. Take your responsibility. We lost. We weren't good enough.
Yep.
We were the favorites, and we lost. If the Mavericks lose this series, I don't want to hear, well, Luka wasn't feeling well in San Francisco. And no, you lost. It's okay.
Yeah.
Losing, every team's going to lose except one. Like I told these guys yesterday, every time you go over a 10-year history of the NBA, the last 10 years, LeBron's won 4 titles, Curry's won 3, Kawhi's won 2, and Giannis has won 1. That's it. Those are the only 4 human beings. Obviously, you can put Durant in there because he ended up joining that team and becoming a great player. But in usually a 10-year history in the NBA, 3 guys win a championship, and that's it.
Yeah. I mean, it's dynasties. Right? Dynasties Magic, win these things.
Magic, Bird, Isaiah. The next 10 years. Jordan, Hakeem, and who?
Duncan.
I guess you could say
it was Duncan.
Duncan.
Yeah, yeah.
Right. I mean, usually, sometimes you get thrown in a 4th guy like we recently had with Giannis. And I'm not saying Giannis will probably win another title or two in his career. But this is what makes it really tough to be a champion in the NBA is usually the best 5 players, whoever has the best team out of those 5 guys, will win 2 to 4 championships in like a 6 to 8 year period.
Yep. Agreed. What else you guys got?
Well, we have – I forgot I'm supposed to
this. Is Mike Vasek's crosstalk.
Yeah, come on, man.
You know the guy that does the show with Kevin Millar, Choppy?
Kevin Millar. It's not Chris Rose anymore, is it?
It's not Chris Rose anymore. Do you know his name?
No.
Well,
maybe.
You should because I forgot it too. He's coming on at 10:41.
Oh, and he's coming on.
It's intentional talk, right?
Steven Nelson, guys. It's
oh,
Steven
yes,
Nelson.
From the Nelsons.
How did you guys get him on?
Because
am I right, Troy?
He's doing the game tonight on Apple TV Plus. So if you wanted to watch the Ranger game tonight, it's not on Bally Sports Southwest. It's on Apple TV Plus.
Did you tell him what a big fan you were of his?
And he was like, can't wait.
With Hunter Pence and Katie Nolan.
What's his name?
Steven Nelson with a PH.
Okay.
That sound.
Okay. I was wondering if it was David Nelson. Wasn't he a reliever? Or am I?
There's a pianist named
Steven
Nelson.
Sidearm reliever. Really good pitcher.
He plays piano.
There's a Jeff Nelson. I know
Jeff
him.
Nelson. Yeah, that's Jeff. Sorry. Yeah. Okay. That's who I played with.
Okay.
Dave Nelson, I think, played with my dad. I think he was a black middle infielder. Like,
black middle infielder.
What are you talking about?
Couldn't you just say middle
relevant?
Infielder?
You just say middle infielder?
Sorry. He's a middle infielder. Dump it.
What are we going to do out here today? Like, are we going to be opening
What are you
going to
do after the rain there, Nelson?
Yeah, come on out here.
Box,
I'll tell you exactly who stole from me.
What?
Oh, my God.
Is he here?
Actually,
oh, yeah.
Is he here?
Are you serious?
You walked right by him.
Yeah.
Oh, are you serious? Yeah. I would have gone over and flipped his table over it.
You can still do it. I don't think the table left.
Yeah, go over there.
The last time we were here, I want to shout out Mike because we had an opportunity to run afoul of that person because there was a box with that person's name on it. And I was like, I mean, they kind of owe you.
And Mike took the high road?
No, he did take the high road. I was shocked by that.
Go over there. Change all the PSA 10s to 7s.
Do we have a mic?
Can we do a wireless?
Yeah, do we have
that's
wireless
what they
mic?
Do. They grade
don't
the card.
Tell me no, we don't have a wireless
mic. They grade
mic.
2 cards. They do their card, and then they do your card, and they will keep the higher grade and say, here's your card.
But everybody else out
like,
here is really, really quality. So just come
there
talk
are a
to
lot
first.
Of great people out here. Yeah. I'll show you the great people. I'll show you the really bad people.
Yeah. I've had multiple vendors say we can open stuff on air if we feel like
I
it.
I cannot
so,
wait. That is awesome.
That's what's coming up on the show. Is it 10:55, 9:50? No,
man,
we still got 2 more minutes.
Do you want us to take over? Do you need a reboot? Yeah. Do you need to eat your breakfast?
Eat your blood sugar levels up?
Yeah, how about this from McDonald's? How come you can go to some McDonald's and get 2 chicken McGriddles for $3, and at other McDonald's, like the one next to ours, it's 2 chicken McGriddles for $9?
Oh, the city of Allen has – oh, the city
two
of Dallas,
for nine?
They have other stuff to pay for.
I doubt that. 2 for
it's
9?
Like, it's like $4.
Sean just called you out.
It's like $4.25 for a chicken McGriddle at the McDonald's that we work next to, and here, if you buy 2 of them, they're $3.
I wonder if
total.
They have to pay a gas station fee since it's connected to the gas station.
Anyone interested in the return of the Mexican pizza yesterday?
Oh. My son is all about that. There's a Taco Bell right across the street from his high school, and he goes, did you see what's back? So he's all about that Mexican pizza.
Nice.
Do you think it'll be as good as he remembers, or is he going to be like, I built up a fast food Mexican pizza so much that you're like...
That's a good question. I'm honestly,
it's like
Mike,
when you eat SpaghettiOs, and you're like, these aren't as good as I thought they were.
back. When's the last time you had SpaghettiOs?
I made some for Lucy a month ago.
They weren't great?
She loved them. I was like, nah, this is terrible.
I can't remember eating
this?
Them as an adult.
I don't think I have either.
All right, Mike, you're good. Time's up.
All right, hey, guys, have a great weekend. When you guys get back Monday, what will the series be at?
2-1 Mavs.
Oh, whoa. I love it.
Look at that.
Sean?
It will be 2-1 Warriors. Mavs win tonight.
All right, man, it was good talking to you.
Wow, okay. Oh. Win on the road, lose at home. That stinks. All right, coming up next, KNC Masterpiece with Mike Bassick.
Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.